Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Post-traumatic stress disorder, otherwise known as PTSD, is highly prevalent in children and adolescents who have experienced trauma. A new Cochrane review in December 2012 looks at whether psychological therapies might help. One of the Australian author team, Donna Gillis, from the Western Sydney and Nepean Blue Mountains local health districts, summarises their findings.
It's been estimated that around 30 to 40% of children who experience a traumatic event will have PTSD, with the types of trauma that may cause PTSD, including natural and man-made disasters, war, physical or sexual abuse, violence to self or others, exposure to suicidal acts, serious injury, and life-threatening illness such as cancer or severe burns. PTSD brings with it high personal, health, social, and welfare costs. There is a strong link between PTSD and other problems such as depression, anxiety, behavioural disorders, substance use, and suicidality. Therefore, effective treatments could produce substantial benefits. And an existing Cochrane review looks at the effects of psychological therapies for adults. Our review examines the effects in children and adolescents and finds evidence that some therapies, particularly cognitive behavioural therapy, or CBT, is beneficial for treating PTSD in children and adolescents for up to a month after treatment. It complements our other larger review on therapies to prevent PTSD in children and adolescents, which is near completion. One of the challenges with reviews in this area are the varieties of therapies that are available and have been tested in trials, and the combination of different therapy components within these. We tried to manage this by identifying common elements, such as psychoeducation to normalise PTSD reactions, psychodynamic elements which can help people to emotionally process the trauma, exposure which may help desensitise traumatised individuals to related memories, cognitive behavioural strategies which help in rethinking assumptions and reactions to the trauma, and coping skills such as problem solving, safety planning and anxiety management. We also recognise that different types of trauma might respond differently to the therapies. The effects may be different for children and adolescents who have undergone complex trauma, which is repeated or chronic, often of an interpersonal nature and beginning early in life, compared to those who have suffered a more acute trauma. However, there isn't enough evidence at the moment to know if children and adolescents who had undergone particular types of trauma were more or less likely to respond to some psychological therapies. We found 14 studies with a total of 758 participants, covering a variety of traumatic events and psychological therapies. These included CBT, exposure-based, psychodynamic and narrative therapies, supportive counselling, and eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR for short. None of the studies compared psychological therapies to drugs, and most compared the psychological therapy with a control group that received no additional treatment for their PTSD until after the trial. As I mentioned earlier, there was evidence for the effectiveness of psychological therapies, particularly CBT, but there is currently no clear evidence for whether one psychological therapy is more effective than any other, or how these therapies compare to other forms of treatment, including drugs. Although we would have liked more data, which could tell us about the long-term effect of these therapies, our current findings do provide clinicians with evidence for the effectiveness of psychological therapies in the short term. The review also tells us what gaps exist in the literature and can therefore inform priorities for future research. A major priority is the need for more randomised trials that follow up participants for longer than 1 month after treatment. Trials are also needed in which psychological therapies are compared with other treatments for PTSD and in which the results are reported separately for children and adolescents who have undergone different types of trauma.
The current findings of Donna's review, the review she mentioned of psychological therapies for adults and several other Cochrane reviews of the prevention and treatment of PTSD are all available in full at thecochranelibrary.com.